It's Monday, the 1st of March, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, what a great way to open up this year's episode of the show from Brooklyn, New York, Toth. Maybe it's Toth. It's an O with a make run. I always thought that's a long O sound, but who knows? Toth from Brooklyn doing the song Juliet. It comes off the Juliet single right there by Toth. Very good. I've been playing Toth on the show for at least a year or two now, and occasionally comes out with new stuff. Always seemed to like it. Very good. Big fan of this Toth character who I know nothing about, but great music. That's what I'll say for Toth. Speaking of great music, how about what's up next? Freedom Fry from Los Angeles, California. Play them on the show periodically. It's often these kind of like duetty, folky kind of songs. This is not that. They've got a new EP. It's called Chord Sensible. And we're going to hear the title track, Chord Sensible and Tout VBN. These are both kind of more electro songs, and they're super great. Some of my favorite stuff Freedom Fry has ever released. So I think you're going to like it. There's only three songs on the EP, and I'm playing two of them, which seems like maybe giving away a little too much, but I just couldn't help it. I like it all too much. So if you like these two songs, definitely pick up the EP. You will not be disappointed. Freedom Fry right now on The Sounds of My Head with Chord Sensible and Tout VBN.
C'est tiré, si tu touches pas comme le sorcier. arms, the teary, tired land, and you'll hold my quivering hand. Shaking hand across the teary, tired land, and you'll hold my quivering hand. We'll be right back.
That was two songs in a row by a band from, well, it's hard to pin down. Maybe London, maybe France, maybe Turkey, maybe America. They got two members there. They live in different places. It's complicated. But I'll tell you what, I'm really into it. That's the band Kit Sebastian, and they make incredibly cool music. It's like my favorite kind of stuff. It's just this fusion of psychedelia and Brazilian tropicalia. They say like 60s European pop and American jazz. You know, they're just like throwing it all in the mix, stirring it up, coming out with something cool. And sometimes kind of sounds like Stereolab. You might have noticed that in that second song. Anyway, it's really cool. The songs we heard were Pangea and Tyranny 20, both super great, come off their new album called Mantra Modern. And man, I think it's the coolest thing on the show. So definitely, if you like those two tracks, check out the whole thing. You will not be disappointed. Very cool. Okay, speaking of things that are also really good, how about this next band from Melbourne, Australia? Cool Sounds. I play them periodically when they come out with new things. They got a new thing. It's called Bystander. We are going to hear two songs from it. First, Church Bells, and then the title track, Bystander. Very good. I'm super into Cool Sounds. I mean, kind of every time they release anything, I'm like, how can they just keep making music that I like this much? But they do. They're very, very talented, these Australians. So without further ado, Cool Sounds right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Stop and think, but I just could feel a bystander.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Didn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. Oh! A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one that sees that, or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Life buzzing in the meantime, I'm standing.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Cool Sounds back there, we heard a couple songs by a band from Gaithersburg, Maryland. The band is called Sun Era, and the two songs we heard were Wouldn't That Be Nice and Pink and Blue. Both come from their respective singles. I really like those songs. I just went on a, I like started listening to Sun Era, and I was like, I'll just take one of everything. Just like I got all of it. It's still super good. Really into it, especially that Wouldn't That Be Nice song. That's my favorite. I look forward to a proper release. I mean, actually, last year, apparently, there was an album, but I don't actually like it very much. It sounds pretty different. It sounds more like demos or something. I'm not sure what it is, but that's the album that's there isn't as great. But these new songs are all super good, so hopefully these will all make it onto a new album with more songs like them. Okay. Another thing I played just before I started talking was Buffalo Boy from Swansea in the UK. We heard the songs Drifting Away and This Time, both from their respective singles. Buffalo Boy, he's a, I think it's just a guy, I'm not sure though, and it's quite good. Those songs are really spectacular. They sound just like the kind of thing I would play on the show and like a lot, and I do, and I did, and I hope you liked them too. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show with another Sounds of My Head favorite, the band Nation of Language from Brooklyn, New York. They are dribbling out songs from a forthcoming album, and this one is called Deliver Me Wondering Why, and it's a great song. It sounds like every other song by Nation of Language, which is to say synth pop. So without further ado, Nation of Language finishing up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head with Deliver Me from Wondering Why. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The Story of Grandmere and Minor Swing, both by Rachel Portman from the Chocolat soundtrack. Do you remember that movie from the 90s? I watched it recently. It kind of feels low budget and dated in a way, but it's also kind of a fun fairy tale movie. It's a good cast. It's a good flick. I stand by it, and great soundtrack for sure. Okay, I also talked over I'm Only Four by David Garza from his Blind Tips in Motion album. Just digging into the 90s. That's what I was doing for this. I was just like, what if I just go back in time for my talking over songs? Okay, if you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can follow me on social media. Look for links to all that stuff at thesoundsinmyhead.com. I will see you next time on a whole new episode of the show.